From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The brain-damaged Florida woman at the center of a family dispute will remain without a feeding tube for now. In Tampa, Florida, a federal judge has decided not to intervene to have it reinserted. Terry Schiavo's parents already are appealing to a federal court in Atlanta. The case came to federal court only after extraordinary congressional action over the weekend. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Terry Schiavo's feeding tube was disconnected on Friday. Relatives who have visited her since then say she looks weak and slightly sallow, but they haven't seen any severe side effects. Doctors expect the woman could live a week or two without nutrition and hydration. After that, they say, organ failure will set in. Schiavo's parents had hoped that federal judge James Whittemore would have the tube reinserted immediately after hearing arguments yesterday. He did not. Instead, early this morning, Whittemore issued a ruling in which he declined to take action. Lawyers for the parents hope the appeals court in Atlanta will act on their case immediately. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Pinellas County, Florida.
The Labor Department reported today that inflation at the wholesale level rose by 0.4% last month. It was the fastest increase in 4 months and followed an increase of 0.3% in January. The February increase was led by rising food and energy costs. Wholesale energy prices rose by 1.4%, while food prices rose by 0.8%. Security services in the Democratic Republic of Congo have arrested senior militia leaders accused of widespread human rights violations in the troubled and lawless northeastern Ituri province. NPR's Ofeba Quist-Arkton reports.
The Congolese authorities have been under increasing pressure from the UN and others to hunt down those responsible for the death of 60,000 people in Ituri over the past 6 years, including the killers of 9 Bangladeshi UN peacekeepers there last month. Congo has now confirmed the arrest and imprisonment of, among others, Thomas Lubanga, the head of a militia group in Ituri, accused of brutal human rights offenses. These alleged crimes include summary executions, gang rape, and even cannibalism. The conflict in this mineral-rich area of Congo has pitted multiple rival ethnic militiamen against each other, with thousands of civilians caught in the crossfire. It's a situation the UN Relief Operations Chief has described as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Jury deliberations resumed this morning in Houston in the trial of Tyrone Williams. He is accused of driving and abandoning an unventilated tracked trailer packed with more than 70 illegal immigrants. Williams faces the death penalty if convicted for his role in the May 2003 smuggling attempt in which 19 of the passengers died. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 17 points to 10,582. Trading is light. The Nasdaq is up 4 points to 2,011. This is NPR News. Nearly 1 million bank workers in India held a day-long strike across the country. The demonstrators were protesting possible mergers they fear will reduce the number of jobs. Veer Singh reports from New Delhi.
The main protest by employees of state-owned banks, which are the focus of a government reform program, was held outside a branch of the country's largest bank, the State Bank of India, near the National Parliament here in the capital. Bank workers shouted slogans against India's finance minister, who recently proposed that state-run banks merge in order to compete better globally. These banks handle about 70% of all business in India. The government last month eased restrictions on these banks, making it easier for them to get out of non-profitable projects. The revised regulations also paved the way for mergers and acquisitions, which are widely expected to reduce the number of jobs. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
President Bush has gone to Albuquerque, New Mexico, where this morning he will continue to push for changes in Social Security. The president plans to take part in what is being called a conversation with seniors selected by White House staffers. Their personal stories are meant to underscore the benefits of the president's plan. At a similar forum yesterday in Tucson, Arizona, the president stressed that seniors will not see any changes in their benefits, but younger people will. And he said that his plan to allow Americans to invest a portion of their Social Security money in private accounts is voluntary. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.
The executive branch is considering whether to jump into the fight over the woman's future. CBS News reporter Kathy Mountcastle.
The Department of Justice is still reviewing the decision. Sources say that if the government weighs in, it will likely be in the form of a statement of interest, similar to what Justice filed with the district court yesterday.
Now, CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen says it's not clear a move by the Justice Department would help the woman's family in its bid to have the feeding tube reinserted.
I don't know what the Justice Department could say in that brief that would be different than what already has been said. And I don't know that in the end it'll make a difference, but it would be clearly symbolic.
Now, the Schindler family says it's been tough the past 4 days since the feeding tube was removed. Shivo's brother, Bobby Schindler, tells the CBS Early Show.
It's a surreal situation when you walk in there and you realize you're watching a loved one slowly being starved to death and dehydrated to death.
CBS News Update, I'm Nick Young.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by the Dominican Republic, where you'll find everything you're looking for in a Caribbean vacation, and by the makers of Tylenol Arthritis Pain. I'm Charles Osgood. It's the worst school shooting since Columbine. On the Red Lake Chippewa Reservation in northern Minnesota, a teenage high school student went on a shooting rampage yesterday, leaving 10 people dead.
Without a doubt, this is the darkest day in the history of our tribe.
Floyd Jourdain, the Ojibwa tribal chairman, says nobody seems to know why this happened.
That's the question, why? You know, we're just stunned. It just floored our community, and there are a lot of unanswered questions.
We'll try to sort some of it out after this for the Dominican Republic. Whatever you're looking for in a Caribbean vacation, you'll find there. Whether it's the kite-surfing capital of the world, the Caribbean's number one golf resort, or the treasures of the oldest city in the Western Hemisphere. Among the white sand beaches and world-class resorts of the Dominican Republic are people who enjoy helping visitors to explore their country. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it all comes with a smile in the Dominican Republic. For more information, visit DominicanRepublic.com. Don't let the recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proved safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain as first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol Arthritis Pain. Stop. Think. Tylenol. Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use only as directed. Jeff Weiss, named by tribal leaders as the shooter in yesterday's tragedy in Minnesota, was the grandson of a longtime policeman on the reservation. His father, they say, committed suicide 3 years ago. His mother is in a nursing home in Minneapolis after suffering brain damage in a car accident. After killing his grandparents yesterday, Weiss apparently drove with the guns to the school in his grandfather's police car.
He just got out of the cop car and stood right in front of the high school front entrance and started shooting.
Some students called police on their cell phones.
You could hear a girl saying, "No, quit, quit, Jeff, leave me alone. Why are you doing this?" And then boom, 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 and then no more screaming.
Then apparently Weiss went into the school.
She was in her classroom and the door opened and one of the kids that had gotten hit walked right into her room and fell right on the floor right by the door.
Ken Cloud's nephew was critically wounded.
We're all supposed to be family, you know. And unfortunately, that, you know, this kind of stuff happens even close to home.
Tribal Chairman Jourdain isn't blaming anybody.
This is something that happened that just could not be prevented. Security was there. They did do their job. The professionals, the teachers, they did have an action plan. They executed it to the best of their ability.
The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Terry Schiavo's brother, Bobby Schindler, is dismayed after a judge in Tampa rules against a new federal law that would have permitted the brain-damaged woman's feeding tube to be reinserted.
She seems to be holding up all right now, but we're in the fourth day of this process, and, you know, I go in the room and I look at my sister, and it just astonishes me that we're watching a human being, someone who is simply disabled, is being slowly starved and dehydrated to death.
Already a new appeal in the long-running case has been filed, and sources say the Justice Department may be inclined to intervene, possibly in the form of a statement of interest similar to what was filed in district court early yesterday. But Mary Che, a law professor at George Washington University, thinks whatever lies ahead in the appeals process won't make much difference in the long run.
It's possible that the Court of Appeals or the Supreme Court could say yes, grant this emergency stay and go ahead with a hearing. But I think at the end of the day, that is unlikely, and even if that happened, it will just delay the inevitable.
The White House says it would have preferred a different ruling. Spokesman Scott McClellan says the White House stands on the side of defending life, adding he hopes Shivo's parents will get relief on appeal. Red Lake, Minnesota is a town in shock and mourning after a teenage gunman killed his grandparents at their home, then went to the Chippewa Indian Reservation's high school and opened fire at random. A security guard, a teacher, and five students were murdered before the shooter, identified as Jeff Weiss, killed himself. CBS News correspondent Bob McNamara at the scene has learned some things about him.
The shooter, Jeff Weiss, also had other troubles. His father committed suicide 4 years ago. A mother hospitalized in Minneapolis with brain damage from a car accident. Investigators must now try to determine why it all came to this.
The Red Lake Massacre was the worst mass killing in Minnesota history and the worst school shooting since Columbine 6 years ago. Federal Reserve policymakers are huddling in their regular meeting, and CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato tells us they'll have decided about key interest rates when they emerge.
If the Fed, as expected, raises rates a seventh straight time, consumers will be paying more to borrow. Economy.com chief economist Mark Zandi says low and middle income people feel the most pressure when rates change.
Lower income households are much more likely to have credit card debt, home equity lines of credit, adjustable rate mortgages.
He says recent rate hikes have cost consumers the equivalent of a 15-cent per gallon rise in gas prices. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
More inflation at the wholesale level last month than for the past 3 months. The new report shows wholesale prices shot up 0.4 of a point, with energy and food costs leading the way. Checking the late numbers from Wall Street right now, the Dow Industrials ahead more than 27.5 points. The NASDAQ Composite is up by about 4, and the S&P 500 also up about 4 points. This is CBS News.